This is Upstate's HealthLink on air, Linda Cohen along with you. Well, if you've been to the Upstate Medical University campus near downtown Syracuse in the past few months, you'd know that the new Upstate Cancer Center is nearly completed and will open this summer. With an open house, which is open to the public, scheduled for Saturday, July 19th, between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. With its opening, we'll bring a fulfillment of many promises for improved cancer care for our region. And here with more on this are Mr. Dick Kilberg from the Upstate Cancer Center. He's the administrator. And Dr. Leslie Komen, thoracic surgeon and the Cancer Center medical director. Welcome to you both. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
So the open house is coming. The opening is coming. Mr. Kilberg, tell us, how did this building, give us some background, how did this building actually come into fruition?
Well, you have to go back several years, and there were several people in the organization at that time that saw the need for a service that was combined under one roof. So right now we have services in about four or five different buildings, and it's not efficient for the physicians and staff, and it's not patient-friendly either. So that was one of the main reasons. The other reason is that we're currently operating at about 125% capacity in some of these areas, so there's an immediate need for additional space. And then if you read articles like those that we've seen in the Journal of Clinical Oncology that are projecting 45% increases in incident rates in cancer over the next 20 years, the writing is right on the wall. We have to plan for the future. And then finally, the healthcare environment is totally changing. The Affordable Care Act and the way we care for patients and things like that are making us look a little bit differently at the way we treat the cancer, and it's focusing more on disease-specific site care. So in the new space, we're able to accommodate those types of programs concentrating on breast cancer, for example, or thoracic oncology or head and neck cancers, things like that that we can focus on disease site-specific with the physicians involved directly in a multidisciplinary fashion.
So what were the steps that were necessary to get us to where we are today?
We initially, again, several folks had to raise the attention of the need, and then we've had countless studies done. We brought a consultant in to do a study as to what the need was and to try to better define what that need is going forward into the future. So we did that, and then once we've defined the need and we had to get together as a group, which included several folks within the institution, physicians, staff, administration, patients, and former patients. And we actually had to sit down and work with an architect to design the facility. And the first steps was actually to find out where we were going to build it. Once that was located, then we had to design based on the footprint of the space that we had selected.
And you decided to do it right on the downtown
we did.
Campus.
We did, because it's close to the hospital. There are services in the hospital that we can get access to. And the future growth in the hospital, we know that we need access to many services in the hospital, as well as they need services from us. So it just made sense.
Dr. Komen, what were... at this point, what are the new services? Now, I mentioned in the introduction that there are new promises that you're making to better cancer care in our region. What are some of the new services that you see being offered?
Well, for one thing, we'll be better able to provide true multidisciplinary care to our patients. And we know that most cancer patients are treated with more than one type of treatment. There's surgery, radiation, chemotherapy, what we call targeted agents that are medications that are not as toxic, interventional procedures that are done in radiology, small, minimally invasive. All of these things, plus all the supportive services, will be in the same building. And this will be a real advantage to patients because the providers can talk to each other and come up with a scheme for evaluating, diagnosing, and planning treatment for patients who have very complex treatment protocols that they're going to need. It's not just one treatment per patient anymore. And we need to have these specialists located together where they can talk together, see the patients in one place so the patient doesn't have to chase around all over the campus at different times to get their various appointments.
I also understand that some of the basic science research in cancer will be located there as well.
Well, what we really want to focus on is translational research. That is bringing what they learn in the lab to the patient. Our patients are the lab in the cancer center. So the patients will be able to participate in clinical trials, both national clinical trials comparing one treatment to another, and we hope eventually to clinical trials which will actually someday test drugs that are developed in our laboratories here at Upstate.
That's very
exciting.
To see
whether they might be suitable to bring to a larger population.
That kind of interrelationship is really crucial, as you said, that whole bench to bedside kind of concept. Mr. Kilburn, what were some of the greater challenges in putting this building together?
I think initially, anytime you're trying to build a new facility, you're going to run into challenges along the way, and no exception here. One of the major challenges we had basically is to make the first selection. Where are we going to build the space? What's the most convenient? What's best for the patient? We did decide on a space contiguous to the university hospital. And I think we've made the right decision there. And from there on, there's always the bumps along the way with regard to construction and budget issues. And
when you say budget, the first thing that comes to mind is money. I mean, how much money were you able to raise, and how was that done?
Well, we have worked very closely with our foundation, Upstate Foundation, and they set an initial goal of $15 million. Given that we just came off of fundraising for the Children's Hospital and the difficulties we've had with the economy in Central New York, it's been amazing how people have come forth, including our own employees. Our employees actually gave more for the cancer center, and we broke our goal, than even the Children's Hospital, even after the difficulties in the economy. So the entire community has really stepped forward with this project, and we're really, really happy for that. And I think when we get ready to open the cancer center, we'll probably find out much more detail about where we've met the goal and how far we've even may have surpassed the goal.
The money that the community has really been generous in raising for it is able to provide those amenities that make this special. The healing garden, the artwork, the three-story glass atrium, really to make the comfortable environment. The base of paying for this is hospital. There aren't any state dollars in this building. This is completely a hospital mortgage to build this new building, with the extras that our patients and families of Central New York need and deserve, provided by the wonderful fundraising efforts that Dick has mentioned.
That is wonderful. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen here with Upstate Cancer Center Administrator Dick Kilburn and the Cancer Center Medical Director, Dr. Leslie Komen. And we're talking about the brand new center and what it will mean for our region. So let's get back to that. Take us, Mr. Kilburn, or Dr. Komen, either of you, on a virtual tour. You're talking about a healing garden. You're talking about an atrium, a sunlit atrium. Help us, give us a sense of what we'll see when we get there, when we walk in the door.
Well, when we designed this facility, we purposely included several former patients and current patients, and we wanted feedback from them as to what they were thinking about, and we wanted to build a patient-centered model for the cancer center. So given that initial premise, we developed this building. It has a three-story atrium as you walk in. And more importantly than even the atrium, it's about the people. And we're trying to portray a welcoming environment, a healing environment to patients as they walk in. So when you walk in the front door, you're going to be greeted by somebody. And you're going to be asked if you need help, or if you have need for questions or information, we'll have
That's
an information
wonderful.
Desk. That's the first thing we want to make sure we get across to the patients, is they're struggling, several of them struggling, just to get to that point and find their way to the cancer center. And we want to make sure that they're getting comfort right when they walk in the door. So that's the first component. So it is a three-story atrium, and it will be very comfortable and inviting and warm. And on that first floor in that atrium, we're going to have services. We'll have a resource center for patient information, and they'll be able to communicate directly with our library with questions about whatever cancer they may have. And then we'll be able to have a small boutique with cancer-related type items, you know, scarves, wigs, things that patients may need, you know, as they go through this difficult time. And then also we have a meditation room that our spiritual care department will be managing for us. So that's all on the first floor. And in addition, we have many support services in the cancer center that, again, some of them will be housed on the first floor, such as we'll have financial counselors, we'll have nutritionists, we'll have social work, and any people that help provide emotional support that's needed. As you progress up through the building, we have a radiation oncology will be the first floor. So we currently have two linear accelerator vaults that will grow till four, and the fourth being one for future growth. But we'll be adding new technologies there, and I'm sure we'll talk a little bit more about technology in a little bit. And from radiation oncology on the first floor, we also have on the first floor a huge conference center. So a lot of our programs that we had no space for before that Dr. Coleman was talking about, support programs, things like that, they can take place right within that conference
center. Survivorship programs also, all of that kind of thing.
Yep.
I don't want to run out of time because we have just a certain amount of time to talk about all this, but I know you have some special artwork. You want to comment on that really briefly?
Sure. We have, just to finish, the second floor is medical, adult medical oncology, third floor, and a healing garden. And the third floor will be pediatric oncology and the multidisciplinary space. We do have a lot of art coming in the building. We're trying to convey a healing environment. And so our theme is healing through nature. So we've gone out to all local artists and asked them
wonderful.
To provide their impression of healing. And so we've selected upwards to over 40 local artists to participate
fabulous.
In the Cancer Center. And we have over 100 pieces that we'll be putting in there.
That's very exciting, especially to make it local and have it part of our community. Dr. Coleman, I always wonder with the Cancer Center, do you see this also as an opportunity to recruit more medical oncologists to our region, for one, and also this idea of training medical students to want to go into oncology?
Well, we know that the oncology workforce needs to be upgraded significantly because baby boomers are the ones who get cancer and they're swelling now. So, yes, we think that this environment and this multidisciplinary atmosphere will help to recruit oncologists of all kinds, medical, radiation, surgical, and provide a training ground for oncology specialties. And in addition, we have the only program for training radiation therapists in our region. And with our new technology, including a new radiation treatment machine called Avero, and it will be only the third in the country when it opens in July. And our radiation therapy students will be able to train on this most modern of technologies, which will make them, if they're good, we hope they stay here and work with us, or to be able to provide good ambassadorship with excellent experience out in other cancer centers.
Well, I think the whole thing is very exciting. And with that new open house on Saturday, July 19th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., I hope the people in our listening area will come and see the new Cancer Center. I want to thank you both for coming in. My guests have been Mr. Dick Kilberg. He's the Upstate Cancer Center Administrator, and Dr. Leslie Coleman. She's the Cancer Center Medical Director. Once again, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Good.
I'm Linda Cohen. You're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air.